The Bert Show.
It'll be adorable in here tomorrow, and you'll be able to watch it live on Facebook.
Because we have bunnies! Not one, not two, not three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We got eight baby bunnies coming in from the Georgia House Rabbit Society.
It's going to smell so good in here tomorrow.
It is. It is. All right. So we did bunny cam many, many moons ago on Good Friday, because, you know, if y'all are not aware, Easter is this coming Sunday. We got Good Friday tomorrow. So, you know, the way we should celebrate the Lord having risen is with a bunny cam in studio.
Yeah.
This is what Jesus died for.
Let me insert this in here for just one second. So Amanda's son, who is 4 years old, and she's deeply religious, and so is her former husband, plays in the church band, I mean, deeply. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about Easter the other day with her 4 year old, and I said to him, well, you tell me what Easter is all about. And he said, it's about bunnies.
Yeah.
And Amanda's like, oh gosh, we really got to talk to him again.
We got some work to do.
Yeah.
So if you go to the Bert Show's Facebook page tomorrow during the show, you are going to see a live video streaming our bunnies in studio from the Georgia House Rabbit Society. You'll be able to see Benson, Shibuzi, Halsey, Lizzo, Willow, Fergie, Dolly, and Alanis all in studio with us tomorrow for our bunny cam.
And it'll be live streaming on Facebook.
Correct.
All right, well, this is a big deal, dude. You saved somebody's life?
I don't know. Apparently, that's what the email subject is, which is why it caught my attention, because you don't get an email every day that says, Mo, you saved my life. So I was all ears, and then I began to read it, and she said that she would love if I could share it, so I figured why not, since she wanted me to talk about it. And so I'll just read the email and then go from there. The email says, Mo, you saved my life. Hey, I've never reached out to the show before, and I have continually told myself that I'll never do it. After waffling back and forth for a week, I've decided to send the email. Let me start with the fact that I'm a podcast listener of In the Moment and The Big Show. I've been listening for a very long time, and I'm a P1. I remember when you first joined the Big Brother program, and I remember when you first met Landon. I could hear in your voice and love and the bond between you two. I could endlessly wax poetic about y'all's relationship, but I don't need to tell you your own story. What I do need to tell you is that when you spoke about Landon leaving us for the next life, you were like an angel speaking to me at just the right time. For context, I have a quote-unquote Mo in my life, an amazing, supportive, loving person who I've always been able to go to with anything. She was always in my corner. I love her more than I love myself. She was more than a second mom to me. I grew up without a good father in my life, and I was happier to have her than him. She never had kids due to a traumatic surgery in her 20s, so I was her daughter. 3 months ago, she felt ill, and I knew she had been hiding something. That lady was my best friend. Your segment in which you were so vulnerable came on that day, and she stopped speaking to me. Yesterday, she moved on to the next adventure. I stayed with her through everything. I skipped school. I skipped out on my friends. My mother and I spent every day and night with her to the end. I didn't realize that I so badly needed to hear someone I look up to say that life can go on after we lose a family member we choose to stand with through life. Your being so open and willing to share, that made me feel like I could survive this. So from me, a random 17-year-old girl, to you, a man who has saved my life in so many ways, thank you. CJ, a junior BL on the DL. P.S., if you want to read this on the show, I'm not sure why you would, but I'd love if you could talk to KK and get it on the schedule. You totally can. I tried to keep it short. I also CC'd the producer email, so hopefully you will actually get it and read this. While I'm making unreasonable demands, if you could shout out Jill Edie, the kindest, most generous person I have ever had the honor of knowing, I would be forever more than grateful. So here's your shout out, and here's your shout out to Jill Edie. I just wanted to read this because I feel like it's so important to feel seen and to feel heard when you're dealing with grief. And I wanted to let you know that I read it and I hear you, and it brought tears to my eyes. And, you know, when I was speaking about Landon, for those who may not know, Bert's Big Adventure kid who unfortunately transitioned, it was it's still hard to talk about. But obviously he's a child, so it just hit different. Right. And the bond we shared was so magical that I think for a while, you know, I was looking for answers because it just felt so unfair. And it's just, there is no answers, really. And I went to the place I always go since as far as I can remember, I went to my grandmother, and I just needed to grieve. And she said to me, you know, Ree, sometimes the answer is simple. It's just not one you want to hear. But I truly believe that Landon was an angel, and he was put in your life at a specific time for a specific reason to do something that only he could do. And I'm sure you're not the only person he did that for. And for some odd reason, that gave me closure. You know, as hard as it is, it just, I realized that that pain comes from something that was so magical that only he could have created. And though we grieve, and in it, when you're in it, it just feels so unfair and it feels so painful. I think when the smoke begins to clear, which it takes a long time, and I don't know if it ever fully does, but I do think you begin to just appreciate the moments and the fact that as unfair as it seems, it's like, wow, how magical was that? And just how amazing was it to have that moment and to have that person? Because I do believe that some people are just angels, man. They're just sent to do specific work in your life. And it's funny because people always talk about how I'm not afraid to jump. Or I'm not afraid to leap. My family, my friends have said it all my life. But the truth is, there are times when I'm afraid to leap. And as cheesy as it sounds, I've kind of said to myself, I'll never be afraid to leap again because I'll never have to worry about the landing. Mm. And that's what I feel like he gave me. And I feel like Jill has given you that. And I think you should appreciate that. And shout out to Jill. Shout out to Landon and everybody else who has been an angel to somebody. But I hear you, you were seen. And I think this email was amazing. Thank you for sending it.
Beautiful stuff, man.
The Bird Show.